At the center of ANIAC's emergency planning stands Erica Kamroff.
I'm the mayor and the incident commander and the tribal council member too.
For weeks, the city's leadership groups have met over the phone. The City of ANIAC, Native Village of ANIAC, and Guspuck School District. They've asked two key questions.
Where to have a care center for COVID-19 patients. Where to have a place for people who are not infected if we have a flood and they need to be evacuated.
The answers, flood evacuees will go to the ANIAC High School, COVID-19 patients will go to the Joe Parent Building, a former dormitory located next to the high school. The two emergencies could happen simultaneously. The National Weather Service estimates above average flood potential for the Kuskokwim River. Snow and ice conditions taken in March match those from 2009, a year when ice jams flooded Kuskokwim communities. These jams happen when temperatures rise quickly, melting snow in a rush and cracking ice into bergs. Along the river, communities like ANIAC have reported more snow than seen in recent years.
Considering how much snow we have gotten, we are still getting, because it was snowing away this morning. It does bring concerns.
Meanwhile, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation this week reported its first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the region. To prepare for the worst, the community asked a question that Kamroff says was hard to even bring up. Where would they put the bodies of anyone who dies from COVID-19 until the ground thaws enough to bury them? After careful thought, the group decided on the city's sewage lift stations.
Because they're secluded and nobody really has access to them but certain employees, and we can lock it up and so that nothing would be bothered or tampered with.
ANIAC has no confirmed cases of COVID-19 and is enforcing travel restrictions in hopes of keeping it that way. Residents are ordered to hunker down at home and can only travel out for essential reasons. Returning residents must quarantine for 14 days, and the only non-residents allowed to enter the community are workers employed in critical infrastructure or essential needs. But first, the employers of those workers must submit 14-day quarantine plans and have them approved by the city. Mayor Kamroff says ANIAC's isolation will not protect it from the coronavirus, but vigilant community action will give the city its best shot at prevention.
We can all do our part by staying apart, and as hard as that is in our culture, I mean, that is what is needed.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.